As we look upon the hills and the valleys, wherever we worship today, we see love poured out on this land by those who have cared for this land beyond time immemorial. We honour those people that have gone before us and who are yet to come. May we be mindful of the calling of God to care for creation and all humanity. May we take the lead from the Kaurna people. Those stories are intertwined with the stewarding of the land here at Morialta on which this church stands. From the first peoples all over, we gather in this place. May we learn and walk carefully upon this land. Our call to worship this morning is from Luke chapter 1. Blessed be God who has redeemed God's people. By the tender mercies of God, the dawn from on high will break upon us and give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Let us worship God. We sing the song, Come Now Long Expected Jesus. So welcome to our time together here in worship. I'm not Margaret Cargill. Margaret has called in sick this morning, so I'm in her place as worship leader. Welcome you to all who are online and viewing the service at some other place. We welcome you as we welcome everybody into this place today. This Sunday of Advent number 2, where we focus upon peace. Please join with me as we pray. And this prayer is headed, Thanks for the Prophets. And in it we'll recognise references to both Isaiah and John the Baptist, to Malachi and Micah. We pray with the prophets, together who calls us into worship. God, we give thanks for prophets. Those who call us to your truth, word, will and way. Those who speak from the margins, who stand in the freedom of the wilderness, able to question culture, society and tradition, who make us uncomfortable because they call us out on our failure to live rightly, who break with the norms and conventions of the status quo, whose radical message calls us back to the essentials of justice and righteousness, who serve up judgment on our selfish and shallow ways, who seek to open us to God and that we might be changed and transformed. May we not balk at their message, but consider and reflect upon it. May we listen for you and your call to us. May we turn and return to following your way. May we act and move and work harder for the common good. May we join with you in a bet to better ourselves that we might better the world. To God who calls us Christ, Word of God, we give thanks for prophets. May we join with them that we may better be your disciples. May the prophetic ever be so. Amen. And now, once again, let us hear of some modern day prophets who will join us this morning over morning tea.
For today, thank you everyone. It's been a good session, and we've got two more sessions this year, and then we'll have a break until February. So hope you'll be able to come back in 2 weeks for the next 2 weeks. But there is usual, there's coffee available for you if you would like it. Oh, you're already here. Hello, Joan. Hello, Eileen.
Hi, Christine. I'll be in on the coffee. It smells good.
Christine, any news about that refugee family that you spoke about last week?
Yes, it's a young family moving in, a husband and a wife and two small children. I think they're preschoolers, and they should be moving in just before Christmas. Red Cross is handling their arrival and settlement, and they also have to make sure that all the documentation is in order.
Ah, I can't begin to imagine what they've gone through to get this far. Let's hope that they feel safe when they move in, and peace after all the turmoil in their country, and then the uncertainty about actually getting here.
I've been asking a few people if they might like to think about small gifts of welcome, and to welcome this young family. I've already got some fancy tea, and I've got some cookies and some lemon butter, and so it's really good that these things are coming together already.
Great. Joan, I see you're working on some of those Love Your Neighbour hearts.
Well, yes, I've been cutting some out, different sizes and different papers, and they look really pretty. But what are we going to do with them?
Well, I guess the idea is that people can write messages of welcome, hope and peace, and some can be tied on the gifts. We can then arrange to take them to the family when they move in.
Well, I'm happy to cut out some more. I've got lots of pretty paper at home, and so, yes, I'd be happy to make them. And I've got tags on some of them, so they can be stuck onto the gifts. I'll do that in a minute. I've also made a card because I found a sticker with peace on it, and I thought that was perhaps relevant in this situation. So it's got peace on the front. And then inside I've written, "Welcome to your new home here in McGill. We hope you find peace and love living here in our neighbourhood." How's that? Mm.
That's great, Joan. It's amazing how things pick up momentum and it all starts to come together.
Well, yes, I'd be happy to pass the news on to others. I'm sure all my church friends would love to help out.
Well, look, thank you both. I'm going to continue to liaise with the person that I've been in contact with, and I'll try and find out if Mursal and Hafifa and Samio from the Afghan Cultural Association would like to be involved. Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I really need to go. I'm so sorry, but would you mind clearing up for me today? I just have to rush off. Bye.
That's fine, Christy. Goodbye. We'll see you next week.
Oh, I wonder who that is.
Well, I'll get the door. You can clean up around here.
Oh, thank you.
This Advent, let's open the door to peace.
Peace, Advent 2. We know the story, O God, of the shepherds and angels and proclaiming peace on earth. But on the news today, another bomb somewhere, broken lives, lying words to mask the blame. While on the street or in the house next door, our voices raised in hate, a bottle smashed, the glint of knives. We want to help, but in the treadmill of our days, there is not even time to calm the noise inside our heads. Come nearer, God, and grant us new life and love as we pursue your peace on earth. One person at a time. Peace. Is there such a message we long so much to hear? Every day we experience brokenness in our world, painful personal relationships, strife within our country, war, mistrust between nations. This Advent, may Christ draw near to us so that we may draw near to one another. And so we sing the song, Come and Fill Our Hearts with Your Peace. We sing it through two times, then an instrumental, and then one more time. Come and fill our hearts with your peace.
With your peace, you alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia.
Welcome to this time and place of celebration of Holy Communion. All are welcome at this table that Christ invites us to. It is Christ who welcomes you. If you're at home and you are celebrating communion with us today, now's the time to get your bread and juice or wine. You are very much with us today. As we gather here, we gather online because we know where two or three gather, Christ is present. We are in community and we are the community of God's people. Blue skies, long days, bright sun, the roar of trucks collecting and delivering grain, spotlights speckled throughout the horizons, signs of farmers still at work, carving straight lines into their golden paddocks. For now is the time for harvest and to make bread. And you, O God, are still at work, forming us, forging your way into this world. If only we could read the signs. And you have come, O God. All of creation is embodied in the one called Jesus, referred to as Emmanuel, God with us. In him you bring all things together. You call your people to this church to be the body of Christ, the people of God. It is you who calls us into community, into this gathered place. Called from afar, called from nearby. Different, diverse in history, culture and tradition. We are called to be one. And so we join with the church of all time and in all places, celebrating today the sacrament of Holy Communion, in celebrating this time of thanksgiving, of feast, of bread and wine. And so this morning, may the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We continue to pray. Thanks, praise and honour are truly yours, O God, the creator of grain and grape, of hay and wheat, of urban living and rural life, of beach and river, of eucalypts and jacaranda, salt lakes and Uluru. We give you praise and we say thank you. Thank you for all of life, love and peace. We find ourselves in the company of those who long for and seek new and fresh experiences of understanding of Christmas. For all that is born of a sacred love, we give thanks. The advent of the Holy is among us in all times. In Jesus of Nazareth, we know and experience new possibilities and ways of being in the world. And so we give you thanks this morning, O God, in the name of the one who comes in Jesus. Amen. And we remember Jesus' great love, that when he gathered with his disciples on the eve of his death, Jesus shared a meal together of bread and wine. While he and his friends were eating, he took bread and blessed it and broke it. And passed it to his disciples and said, "This is my body that is broken for you. Eat, and when you do, remember me." After meal, Jesus took wine. He blessed that and poured it and said, "This is the covenant of love and life poured out for you. When you do this and drink it, remember me." So today, again, we join in the great tradition of celebrating communion together. Come one, come all. We proclaim Jesus' life, death and resurrection. And we open our hearts to this lover once more. Here today, we remember Jesus born in Bethlehem, Emmanuel, God with us. So as we break bread and we share in the cup, may we also know the experience of God's great love to us and for us. We come to this table as one. Holy Spirit, disturbing and soothing wind of God, come, breathe your presence upon these gifts of bread and juice. May this bread and cup be for us the very life, joy and compassion of Christ. One with us, creator of all, for all time and all people. Amen. Those who are serving, please come forward and we will serve you in your seats take the bread and then receive the cup, hang on to the cup, and we'll collect them afterwards. And there are gluten-free options. Just raise your hand and we'll bring that to you as well. Of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ, bread of life, broken for you. Amen. Body of Christ broken for you. And also for you. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ broken for you. Eat and give thanks. Amen. Body of Christ, broken for you. Bread of life. Amen. Body of Christ, broken for you. And also for you, God. Thanks. What is the body of Christ, bread of life, for you, Margaret. Amen. Land of the body of Christ, broken for you. Thank you. room for you.
Our first Bible reading for this morning comes from Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. The royal line of David is like a tree that has been cut down. But just as new branches sprout from a stump, so a new king will arise from among David's descendants. The Spirit of the Lord will give him wisdom and the knowledge and skill to rule his people. He will know the Lord's will and honour him, and find pleasure in obeying him. He will not judge by appearance or hearsay. The second reading is from Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed, he is coming, say the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? The third reading is from Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, Lysanias was ruler of Abilene during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas. At that time the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one is crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." And now, let's hear how Handel used these words in his oratorio, Messiah.
The crooked straight, and
I'm not going to sing like that. But throughout history, God as Holy Spirit has moved in mysterious ways and calls people out of and into situations to journey and to participate with God in God's mission and even salvation, and to do things now, for now is the time. The voice cries out in the wilderness, now is the time. Jesus said at the commencement of his ministry that today the scriptures have been fulfilled. Now. Jesus didn't say, come back later, we'll fix it up later on. But now is the time. This present time. The Advent theme for today is peace. But the scripture readings also from John the Baptist, Isaiah and Malachi also highlight salvation. Salvation as a theme of God, or a characteristic of God, as do many of the Psalms. Isaiah and John the Baptist prepare the way, they say. Get involved. Do something. Participate. And even participate in God's rescue plan. In God's shalom. Rabbi Robert Kahn talks about the difference between Roman peace and Hebrew shalom. One can dictate a peace. Shalom is a mutual agreement. Peace is a temporary pact. Shalom is a permanent agreement. One can make a peace treaty. Shalom is the condition of peace. Peace can be negative, the absence of commotion. Shalom is positive, the presence of serenity. Peace can be partial. Shalom is whole. Peace can be piecemeal. Shalom is complete. Psalm 40 talks about peace and salvation in the now. I waited patiently for the Lord, and the Lord heard my cry and lifted me from that miry pit and put my feet upon a solid rock. Jump forward from the Psalms to the Gospel of Luke. About a bloke called Zacchaeus, Luke chapter 19. We might remember that Zacchaeus was a tax collector and a pretty wealthy one at that. He's probably a bit of a fraud, skimming things off the top and lining his pockets. Probably a despised member of the community because of his wealth, his job and character, when most lived on the poverty line. But Jesus comes along down the road and sees Zacchaeus. He happens to be up a tree. And Jesus says, I want to come to your place for lunch. So Zacchaeus and Jesus have lunch, and Zacchaeus' life is transformed. A conversion, if you like. And Jesus says at the end of that story, that reading about Zacchaeus, salvation has come to this house today. Now, today. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today. The dictionary of the definition of salvation is the saving of somebody or something from harm, destruction, difficulty, or failure. My definition is to rescue and to restore, to eliminate danger, provide security, well-being, and safety. I believe that God uses people like you and me to bring in God's salvation. A song we sing here at church is called Justice and Joy. It talks about participating in peace, shalom, salvation. For everyone born, a place at the table. For everyone born, clean water and bread. A shelter, a space, a safe place for growing. For everyone born, a star overhead. And God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy, compassion and peace. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy. The Bible is full of examples of God using people to bring about peace and to do great things. Moses in the Old Testament in Exodus, King David, Elijah, Jeremiah, Jesus, Peter, Paul, even Cyrus, the king of Persia in the Old Testament, was considered a kind of Messiah to the Jewish people. The one who brings salvation and restoration, because he was the one who released the Israelite people to return home from Babylon and captivity. The word Messiah means liberator and savior. One of the aspects or the nature of God is restoration. God in Jesus is seen as the one who brings new life. John 3:16. Liberation and recovery, Luke chapter 4. Reconciliation, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And indeed salvation. For in John 3:17 we read, God did not send the Son, that is Jesus, into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Bible also tells us that we are created in the image of God. And what better way to reflect that image than to participate in works of peace, salvation, justice, and joy. And all this can be summed up, I think, in one word: love. We in the church know this love to be the love of God, the love of Jesus. When we participate in love, and when we show love, and when we act out love, we are following the great commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest commandment, says Jesus. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang the law and the prophets. Love of neighbor. Love of neighbor is a godly act. One of service and sacrifice for somebody else. When participating in loving your neighbor, you don't differentiate between who your neighbor is, but rather you seek transformation or shalom or salvation or peace for that other. When I think about transformation in a Christian historical way, I can't help but think of John Newton, the writer of the hymn Amazing Grace. Written in the 1770s, John Newton's early life was no pretty picture. He became a sailor and on one occasion was flogged for desertion and spent a year as a slave in Africa. Quite ironic, really. And then for years he was the captain of a slave ship. He personally discovered God's saving grace in Jesus, committed his life to Jesus, and his life was dramatically changed. He became involved in God's rescue plan. Eventually he became an ordained priest in the Anglican Church, and he worked up to build the Christian community, encouraging people in faith through service of justice and actions of service. In particular, Newton influenced his friend William Wilberforce to lobby for the abolition of the British involvement in the slave trade. John Newton, you could say, was rescued by God or Christ. then committing himself to rescuing others. Newton was used by God, or you could say participated with God, in bringing salvation to millions from slavery. Laws were changed, conditions improved, and eventually the trade of slaves was ended. In his book, The Reason for God, Tim Keller writes that Jesus' rescue operation, he came to restore justice, to the oppressed and marginalized. Physical wholeness to the diseased and dying. Community to the isolated and lonely. And spiritual joy and connection to those isolated from God. So the message this week is this. God is always coming. Always available to God's people. And always working for restoration. But receiving God's coming takes preparation. Advent. And so God sends a messenger to do the work. To prepare God's people for the coming of Christ. The challenge for us is to embrace the work of preparing for ourselves. Opening ourselves to this restoring, cleansing and disturbing work and making our hearts ready for us to become in turn messengers of God. Of God's restorative justice, mercy, peace, shalom. To participate and to join with God in God's restoring, rescuing plan. Participating with God, whether we know it, recognize it, understand it or not, is participating with God. Love of God, love of neighbor, following the ways of Jesus, who came not to be served but to serve. When we are called to serve and follow Jesus, we are called to serve without discrimination. It doesn't matter whether the person is rich or poor, straight or gay, black, white, male or female, everyone deserves to be treated with respect and honour in the love of God. Prepare the way of the Lord. Participate in God's salvation plan. Make straight the paths. Fill the valleys. Lower the mountains. Straighten the crooked and smooth the rough. And all flesh will see the salvation of God. And God will delight when we are creators of justice. Yes, co-creators made in the image of God. Of justice and joy, compassion and peace. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice. Justice and joy. With those words still ringing in our ears, let's sing the song, Spirit of Peace. When people despair, we would bring hope. In the shadow of fear, let there be peace. Spirit of Peace. Show faith when hatred divides.
affirm. Where others escape, we would endure. People make war, we would bring peace. Spirit of peace, Spirit send peace, Spirit send peace, Spirit send peace.
Just some notices and news of the community before we continue in our praying for and with other people. Fellowship would like to say thank you for all who provided the rolls and the lollies and things to be inserted to making the bonbons. 367 were made for the uniting communities. Well done. There is a box of bonbons in the foyer as an example to see the great creative work. So thank you. After the service this morning, there is a meeting of our congregation, some business to get through, and spending time in community around that. But there is another big event happening this week on Thursday morning, 10:30, around that time. Lachlan and Nicole are getting married. So hello, Lachlan is behind the camera, you can't see him, poking his head around the corner. Nicole's not here, is that right? No? She's probably online. Is Nicole here? No, shaking head. We do pray for you, for you both, for the day and the preparation, and also for your married life in the future. So we wish them all the best for Thursday morning and beyond. I think see the newsletter for any other notices and online on the website. Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Good morning. I didn't see you there. Welcome, Andrew. And Katrina, well, you were here last week. Can't over-welcome you. Any other people want to welcome? Good. You're all welcome. Let us continue in prayer where we pray for our offering and then praying our prayers of intercession. Let us join together in prayer. The love of God is revealed in the gift of Jesus and his life and showing of the way. Bringer of peace, in our giving of what we have, whether it be in person or electronically, and in our giving of who we are, may we, with Jesus, continue to bring peace to earth. Amen. Our prayers of intercession. John the Baptist proclaimed with Isaiah, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the paths. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God." Jesus, dayspring of God, shine your morning light into places of injustice and entrenched conflict around our world. We pray particularly today for the people of Gaza as they live under ongoing occupation, as they work towards a more peaceful future. Give strength and hope to all who suffer and all who work for change in Gaza, and all who work for a new dawn for peace in our world. Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace, in your death you absorb the violence and injustice we do to each other, and in your rising they are shown to be futile and false. May it also be in Myanmar, where violence and injustice overwhelm. May what is broken be reconciled, what is wounded healed, and what is just restored. May the forces of death be disrupted again, so we may see peace. And another way of praying is by praising you through words of songs. We might recognize that this tune could be sung to the doxology. Praise life that makes us change and grow. Praise love that makes compassion flow. Praise peace that ends all fear and strife. Praise hands that work for justice here. Praise ears that hear the children's cries. Praise truth that counters cruel lies. Praise hearts that value human worth. Praise lives that build a better earth. Praise eyes that see all human need. Praise minds that cast out selfish greed. Praise lips that challenge those in power. Praise those who struggle every hour. Praise faith that keeps us ever strong. Praise hope that triumphs over wrong. Praise dreams that makes our spirits rise. Praise voices raised in joyful cries. Lord, in your name we pray. Amen. And we sing of the Christ who says, I come singing love. I come singing hope, peace and joy. Our song, He Came Singing Love.
He came singing hope, He lived singing hope, He died singing hope, He arose in silence for the hope to go on. We must make it our song, you and I, be the singers. He came singing peace, and He lived singing peace, He died singing peace. He rose in silence for the peace to go on. We must make it our song, you and I, be the singers. He came singing hope, and He lived singing hope, He died singing hope. He arose in silence for the hope to go on. We must make it our song, you and I, be the singers. He came singing peace, and He lived singing peace, He died singing peace. He arose for the peace to go on. We must make it our song, you and I, be the singers.
So let us go from this place this morning. For the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. The word of God has come to us in this place. So let us go from here and prepare the way of Christ. And as we go mindful of being COVID safe in our distancing. If you're able to leave this way by the eastern door, please do so. That's exactly. Don't go because we've got a meeting. But if you must go, do so COVIDly. So Christ be with you as we go from this place later, and may the Spirit be with us and bring peace to all. Amen. So maybe I might stand up and stretch and continue with our meeting. Bruce, is that right? Thank you. Beautiful.